Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump and Elon Musk's public feud kicks up a notch. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
President Trump in the Oval Office said he was very disappointed in Elon Musk, the former head of the Department of Government Efficiency, after Musk condemned the president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. On social media, Musk posted that the president would have lost the election without him. That's when Trump threatened to terminate Musk's subsidies and contracts, which would affect Tesla and SpaceX. Musk then posted that Trump was in the Epstein files.
The White House says this is an unfortunate episode for Musk. Elon Musk's SpaceX Corporation launches satellites for the Pentagon and NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. Hanging up after a call with China's president regarding tariffs, President Trump tells reporters,
I would say we have a deal and we're going to just make sure that everybody understands what the deal is.
More from CBS's Aaron Navarro.
President Trump said the conversation with President Xi of China was all about trade. They did not discuss Russia or Iran, but certainly a big sign that the White House is progressing at least a little bit when it comes to trade talks with China, which are at the core of President Trump's, quote, reciprocal tariffs.
Outside of a detention hearing, supporters of an 18-year-old high school student in Massachusetts.
Free education, no deportation.
Marcelo Gomes da Silva is free after posting bond, a classmate on hearing of da Silva's release.
Right when he comes back, he's going to feel all the love.
Authorities said they did not intend to apprehend the 18-year-old, but discovered he is in the U.S. illegally. Reverse discrimination laws in Ohio and 20 other states are unconstitutional, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, because they require a person making such a legal claim to have higher burdens of proof. CBS legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The unanimous Supreme Court said when you're a plaintiff and you walk into federal court and you're alleging employment discrimination, you're not going to have a different standard based on either the color of your skin or whether or not you are part of the LGBTQ community.
The case for straight government worker Marlene Ames, who sued Ohio for being passed over for promotions, can now proceed. From toxic workplaces to a toxic fungus, a woman arrested by the FBI in what feds consider to be a potential agro-terrorism weapons case appears in a Michigan courtroom. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Youngkin John's going to remain jailed till at least next Friday. Her next court hearing in this very unorthodox case. She's accused, along with her boyfriend, a Chinese researcher, of a conspiracy to smuggle a potentially dangerous fungus last July through Detroit's Metropolitan Airport. Jean was a researcher at the University of Michigan who specialized in microorganisms.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the entire job all from one partner. To get access launched over 3 million products, including many products you won't find in our stores. It's time to get delivery on your schedule or next day on over 50,000 products. And time to get dedicated support on the job site or in our stores. From ordering to planning, we've got you. One partner, any job, all in. Ask about all we can now do at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro, it's about time.
A Central Florida sheriff has been arrested for racketeering, accused of helping a multi-million dollar gambling operation stay in business and out of legal trouble.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez first solicited money from the operators of an illegal gambling club near Orlando when he was a sheriff's deputy, then helped expand and protect the enterprise from law enforcement. That was back in 2019, the year before he was elected sheriff, and the payments allegedly continued after his election. He surrendered to law enforcement earlier today, and he's been suspended. More arrests are expected. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A New Jersey man is charged with burglary and theft in connection with two instruments stolen from the band Heart at a venue last weekend. Atlantic City police say surveillance video showed the Pleasantville, New Jersey man trying to sell the instruments on the street. They say he eventually sold one, while the other remains unaccounted for. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light north winds for the overnight as temperatures drop into mid-50s at daybreak. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, light northeast winds, highs in the upper 60s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy skies and mid-60s, currently 62 degrees.
I love you. Oh, my darling, not free. the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness,
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh darling. La 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 la
la la la la.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports, he talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night, joined the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's Alumni Night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just 10 bucks. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Is true, let it shine for you.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
I remember what a night.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow. Yesterday.
yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
try to make you happy when you're blue.
Give me one kiss and I'll
Yester glow. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump says he's disappointed as Elon Musk publicly criticizes his spending bill. They've traded barbs online, Trump insisting.
Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This bill was never shown to me even once, Musk spat back as he rebutted his former boss in real time with a flurry of posts on his social media site, X. Bankrupting America is not okay, he wrote. Kill the bill.
It goes to very special people.
The very public falling out comes just 6 days after Trump handed Musk a key to the White House and 4 months after the two declared their bond unbreakable.
The Boulder firebombing suspect appears in state court. No plea entered, just the setting of a preliminary hearing for July 15th. 15 people were hurt last Sunday. Boulder County DA Michael Dougherty says there are 118 total charges against Mohamed Soleiman, including many state charges for attempted first-degree murder.
Making sure he remains in the country is a top priority so that he can be fully prosecuted and held fully responsible. And I know the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Boulder Police Department, not to speak for them, but I think we're all equally committed to that goal.
Soleiman appears in federal